Now, I will warn you, you can't serve the world system and the kingdom of God system. You can't serve both. In fact, it says in Matthew 6, verse 19, it says, no man, no person can serve two masters. Why? Because you will either love the one and hate the other, or you will, or either you will be loyal to the one and you will despise the other. You cannot serve God and money or riches or this world system and expect to get God's results. You can't. You have too many people, even people who have been in the church for a while, who have one foot in the church and another foot in the world system, and they're bouncing back and forth depending on what the situation is. And God says, man, I want 100% of you. I don't want 99.9%. I want all of you. When I give you me, God says, I give you all of me. And he says, I'm asking you to give me all of you. And when you make a decision to try to live in both systems, you know what that's called? It's called being double-minded. And it says in James chapter 1, I believe it's verse number 8, it says, a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways. Not just one way, they're unstable. Another way to say it, they're undecisive. They can't make a decision. You ever go with somebody who went, you've been to McDonald's, man, you ain't changed in 20 years. They get to McDonald's and you ask, you already know what you want. You're decisive, man. Give me that, you know, that Big Mac meal, or give me that, you know, 20 piece, whatever. But they sit up there, be like, come on, bro. Man, I just don't know. Or y'all ever had to sit, husbands know this. You go with your wife to the restaurant and you like, baby, are you hungry? I'm a little hungry. What would you like? I don't care, whatever you want. Then you say, hey, let's go to McDonald's. I don't want McDonald's. Let's go to Burger King. I don't want Burger King. Let's go to Red Lobster. I don't want Red Lobster. Let's go to Chick-fil-A. I don't want Chick-fil-A. I thought you said it didn't matter. It don't matter. I just don't want those things. It'd be like, if it don't matter, it shouldn't matter where we go. And it's the same thing. If you have made a decision that you're going to do it God's way, you have made yourself a disciple. You do it his way, even when it seems like his way is not the most popular.